a brilliant day for everybody concerned. You know, a really big crowd up at St James Park, 52,000 plus. That's the, in fact, the biggest ever attendance for a second division game involving Huddersfield Town. So a bit of history in the making as well. And to, you know, to play in front of a crowd like that at a ground like St James's Park, which is a real sort of football hotbed, isn't it? And to get the win just made it a brilliant day all round. You know, one that'll live long in the memory, I think.
I was going to say, when you talk about the feel good factor, the start of the season with Huddersfield, that win over Brentford, and then this as well. I mean, it's the perfect start for David Wagner, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we'll set aside the Shrewsbury Town League Cup exit. That was a bit of a disappointment.
Who wanted a cup run anyway, though, Dougie? Let's
yeah, well, exactly. Concentrate on the league, yeah. Exactly. I mean, you know, the league obviously is the bread and butter. You know, cup games are important and cup runs are important financially. But, you know, you couldn't ask for a better start than Town have made in the two league games, you know, beating Brentford, which was a very tricky fixture for us in recent times, and then following up with a win at Newcastle. Obviously, Aston Villa tomorrow, you know, to go there and get a win would be absolutely fantastic. You know, another big ask, but a really exciting game and a good match in prospect tomorrow.
Do you know, one thing that's really quite difficult as a Town fan to be able to I don't know, say subjectively, I think that's the word I'm looking for, and Dougie, you may feel the same with this, but we as a club under David Wagner have completely revolutionised. We are now this attacking, flowing side. But the thing is what we see game in, game out, are we now a side that can look realistically at a top 10 or higher kind of finish? Or have we just managed to get lucky in the first couple of games? And as everybody is probably saying who isn't a Huddersfield Town fan, oh, the bubble will burst. Do you think that that's fair? Or do you think actually, no, we are a team who David Wagner has now built that can realistically stay up there?
Well, I think potential is the sort of important word here. I think this team does have the potential, and undoubtedly, you know, I've been watching and covering Huddersfield Town. You know, I'm 51 now, and I've been watching them since I was a 5-year-old, basically. And this is certainly, you know, there's something happening at Huddersfield Town different to things that I've experienced before in terms of, you know, behind the scenes, the structures that are being put in place. You know, it's definitely an exciting time. As a Town fan, you know, you have seen things like this in the past, and you tend to be cautious. And I think Yorkshire folk, Huddersfield people, quite cautious anyway. But there's certainly that feeling of optimism. And the potential is definitely there, both in what's happening behind the scenes. The club are putting a lot of effort into things like, you know, ticket generation and that kind of thing, getting people through the turnstiles, offering the football at a good price in order to bring folk in and create that atmosphere. Really get everybody singing from the same hymn sheet, you know, supporters, club, players, management, all that kind of thing. You know, it's a good effort that Town have put in. They've done a lot behind the scenes in terms of bringing in David Wagner, a very different direction to anything we've seen before, anything we've experienced. The football's different. Last season, it was reasonably successful without being massively successful. This season, it started very well. And, you know, like I say, the potential is there, but we have to carry it on and not get too sort of carried away with things, you know, keep grounded, but steadily keep working away, you know, set the objective of finishing the top half of the table this season. If something better happens, albeit, but, you know, it's a long-term project, as David Wagner keeps saying, and I think he is here for the long term, and, you know, things are looking hopeful.
I mean, when you look at that squad as well, Jack Payne comes off the bench, he gets the winning goal. Casey Palmer got the assist. Again, he was off the bench. But the player who, you know, has stood out for a lot of people over the last 12 months and has been looked at by other clubs, no bids have been put in yet, but Naki Wells gets the first goal. Just how important is it that he stays if Town are to do something this season?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you know, as a club like Huddersfield Town, and, you know, we've seen down the years and financially as well, you know, they are always going to be liable to people coming in and bidding for the better players. And when that bid reaches a certain point, it's always going to be hard for Huddersfield Town to turn it down. I don't think they've made any secret of that, you know, that's part of the business model for going forward, you know, to generate money. A lot of clubs are doing it. Huddersfield Town have been fairly open about it. And at some stage, Naki Wells will almost certainly move on, you know. Whether that's sooner or later, you know, who can say? It all depends on how much other clubs want him, how much they're prepared to bid. Inevitably, when that bid gets above a certain point, you know, he will go at some stage. But, you know, I think the thing is, in modern-day football, and Stuart Webber is a key man behind the scenes, the football operations chief at Huddersfield, is, you know, you have contingency plans in place for when that happens, you know, people that you know that you have a chance of bringing in, targets that you want to bring in, all that kind of thing, which is, you know, pretty well organised at Huddersfield Town. And so hopefully, if Naki Wells goes, you know, there will be somebody else coming in. Obviously, they've got Elias Kachunga, who is a similar kind of player to Naki Wells and has made a very good start to life at Huddersfield Town. David Wagner amazed us by playing both of them in the same team on Saturday, which we never thought we'd see happen. It's a really hard question to answer that. It would be great to keep Naki Wells, and all the fans obviously want to keep him, but you know, you have to be realistic as well and think that, you know, at some stage he will move on. Then comes a time, you know, where your recruitment process becomes a key thing and you need to bring somebody else in.
After a summer that seemed to be so busy and the busiest I can remember in a very long time for Town transfer-wise, David Wagner has been pretty consistent now for 2-3 weeks, saying, no, I have my squad. These are the players that I want. Now, take any possible Wells move out of this. Let's just say if, you know, devil's advocate, Wells is with us till the end of the window. Do you feel, though, that with Town, is it absolutely no further player will come in, or is it no further player will come in unless we see one of our real targets who we can't believe is actually a available, then we might look at how that could work? Do you sense that's happening, or do you think it would be just no more?
Well, I think, you know, Town are always looking. As I say, budget is a big part of it, and that comes into it. And like you said, if a certain player became available at a price which was considered, you know, good value and would add to the squad, I think that they would splash out. You know, the obvious position that everybody's talking about is up front. You know, do Town need a third striker? You know, Kachunga and Wells, similar kind of player. Do they need somebody a bit different who can come on and offer something different at certain stages of a game? David Wagner constantly says that, you know, rotation's a big part of his way forward. Substitutes are important as well. And it's good to have, you know, something that little bit different off the bench. And Town, in terms of the strikers, have two players who are fairly similar in the way that they play. So that would be one area that you'd certainly look at. I don't think it'd be a disaster if that didn't happen. Obviously, you know, we go into the first day of the season, then you have the January window in which you can work. But this season, as we keep saying, it is different in the sense that you don't have the emergency loan window, which we've had in the past, which has been a bit of a get-out clause. So, you know, this is going to be a big couple of weeks for a lot of clubs, including Huddersfield Town, leading up to the deadline at the end of August.
And you talk about the last couple of weeks and, you know, the upcoming weeks as well. I mean, it doesn't get much bigger. I know Newcastle was there, but your next game's Aston Villa and a chance to really maintain the momentum which has been built already.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's a bit like being a kid in a sweet shop at the moment, isn't it? You know, you look at the fixtures and the ones that you'd really wanted to go to in terms of away games, you know, as any supporter, would have been Newcastle and Aston Villa. Ideally, they'd have been, you know, a little bit spaced out so that we could enjoy them and have a nice build-up to both of them. But as things have happened, they've come very close together, which is, in a way, is a shame. But, you know, it's another really good game, another ground that we haven't been to for a long time. A lot of supporters, you know, want to go to Villa Park because of that fact that, you know, they haven't had the chance to go for a long time. Maybe they've never been. So, you know, it's a great game in that sense. And you can also use the argument that we did in the build-up to the Newcastle game, that because, you know, they're likely to be a big, powerful side, but they're still gelling, you know, it's a good time to be going there and playing on their own patch. So hopefully that will stand firm and we'll come away from there with a good result as well.